Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Tamil Nadu for the seventh time this year. For the seventh time. And we haven't even gone into the 10th week of the year. It's still the 9th week of the year. Seven times he's been to Tamil Nadu. Twice in January, twice each in January, February, March. That is six times and one now. And what's going to happen is that he was in Tamil Nadu today. Then he'll be in Tamil Nadu again on the 13th and the 14th. So what is this hyperactivity by the Prime Minister himself in Tamil Nadu? What is it that he is looking at in Tamil Nadu? Now, that is reason enough for us to talk about Tamil Nadu in Kartak letter, but also because it's a particularly challenging thing for someone like me to talk about Tamil politics, because so many of us, because of this overwhelming focus on Delhi and the Hindi heartland, as it's called. I'm careful not to call it the heartland or political heartland. I call it the Hindi heartland, the heartland of Hindi states. There's been so much focus there on that region that somehow an entire generation or maybe two generations of Indian political analysts have become pundits, P-U-N-D-I-T-S, pundits, by just talking about Brahmin, Thakur, Bhumihar, Eastern UP, Western Bihar, Yadav, Dalit, Kurmi, Koiri, Scheduled Caste, etc., etc., so on and so forth. But the knowledge of the South is very limited. Southern politics, that's a confession that so many so-called mainstream national political journalists have to make. Part of the reason also is, although it's no justification, but part of the reason also is that in many of the states of the South, the regional parties, the state-specific parties dominate the politics of the state. That's why you don't encounter those issues and those contestations outside of those states. Again, no excuse, that's the reality. Tamil Nadu is the most striking of these examples, because since 1967, how far back was that? You can now count. Since 1967, that is for 57 years, 1967, DMK defeated the Congress party and came into power. Since then, one of the Dravid parties has been in power in Tamil Nadu. It's either DMK or later as it split, or AIADMK. So one of the two parties has been in power. At various points of time, the national party, one national party of the day, that is either the Congress or the BJP, has been in alliance with them. Usually the party in power in Tamil Nadu has a national ally as junior partner in the state. Now that has continued, and now Prime Minister Modi is trying to challenge that. Now he may or may not be able to make such a big difference this time. He may or may not be able to cause an upheaval this time. All the BJP supporters would tell you, wait for a big surprise. However, they also say, and that's what Prashant Kishore also said, that the surprise, or in fact, Prashant Kishore has been saying that don't be surprised if BJP gets into double figures. Now, when he says BJP gets into double figures, he's not saying double figures in seats, but double figures as in vote percentage. In the past, the BJP has stayed in lower single-digit vote percentages, particularly when it's contested on its own. Now, as I have ventured into trying to understand the intricacies of Tamil Nadu politics, particularly in terms of what is the BJP seeking, what is Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking, I'm also helped along by D.K. Singh, our formidable political editor, and also our correspondent in Tamil Nadu, based in Chennai, that is Prabhakar Tamilarasu. So also please see a couple of stories that he's done on these issues, of which I am sharing the links with you with the description of this Kartak letter. That said, what is the Prime Minister doing? Prime Minister is now going for the seventh time, as I told you, in 9 weeks in Tamil Nadu. That's important enough. But where is he going in this flurry of visits? So yesterday and today, 13th, 14th. So 4 days between 9th of April and 14th of April, he's spending in Tamil Nadu, 9th and 10th, and then 13th and 14th. What's he doing? He's not going all over Tamil Nadu. It's his choice of areas to visit that's important. So he is focusing on six constituencies, that is South Chennai, Vellore, Perambalur, Coimbatore, Nilgiri, and Virudhunagar. Why is he doing that? What is this 4-day rally route? Why is he going to these constituencies? Now, what he's doing is, very importantly, he has some allies there. He has some allies, some smaller parties, but he's not going to their constituencies. He's only going to constituencies where candidates are contesting on the BJP ticket. BJP also has candidates contesting on 23 seats. It's the first time since 2009 that the BJP is contesting in more than 10 seats. This is 23 now, but he's only going to 4. Now, that might be because he's gone to some of these places, some of the other constituency areas earlier. In one of his earlier visits, he had gone to southern Tamil Nadu, which included some of these key constituencies where the BJP has some strength, including Kanyakumari, what used to be Nagarkoil earlier. Kanyakumari, that's also a seat that the BJP won by itself in 2014. Usually in the past, BJP has won seats in Tamil Nadu in alliances, and yet not many. In 1998, 1999, at the peak of Vajpayee, Vajpayee won as the largest party in Lok Sabha, as leading the NDA, two elections in 1998 and 1999, he came to power. Then BJP won 3 and 4 seats respectively. Once again, it partnership with AIADMK in 1998 and DMK in 1999 respectively. So 3 the first time, 4 the second time. Those are the highest number of seats the BJP has won in Tamil Nadu. In 2014, it won a seat by itself. So Pon Radhakrishnan, the preeminent BJP leader then in Tamil Nadu, he won in Kanyakumari. Kanyakumari is an interesting constituency because Kanyakumari has a large polarization is available in Kanyakumari, not Hindu-Muslim, but Hindu-Christian, because there's a large percentage of Christian population there. And Pon Radhakrishnan himself comes from the Hindu Nadar community. There's a Hindu Nadar community and there's a Christian Nadar community, and there's a division in that polarization. He won in 2014. So Modi is not going there right now in these visits, but he has done so earlier in this series of visits beginning January this year. So the focus on Tamil Nadu is very, very strong. Now, we'll talk about why he's doing it and why the focus on these 6 particular seats. Because this 4 days of campaigning, 9th and 10th, 13th and 14th April, he's focusing on these 6 constituencies, South Chennai, Vellore, Perambalur, Coimbatore, Nilgiri, Virudhunagar. So what's he doing? Number one, he's focusing on constituencies where possibility of winning is high, because he's also not delusional. He knows it's not as if he's putting up 23 candidates, 15 will win in Tamil Nadu. But he thinks that in these constituencies, the chances of his party winning is the highest. Mind you, this time he does not have either DMK or AIADMK as his ally. AIADMK was his ally, was expected to be his ally, maybe. Maybe there is a belief that the BJP high command might have wanted to continue with the alliance, but the party's state unit did not want it. And also the AIADMK leadership was also shy of doing so, because they are looking at, both sides are looking at the 2026 assembly elections. So AIADMK does not necessarily want to go to 2026 as BJP's partner. So they don't want to be hyphenated with the BJP right now. And the BJP state unit also thinks that if they do very well in these Lok Sabha elections, then they will have a good chance in 2026 by themselves. Now, what is the definition of doing very well in Tamil Nadu for BJP? That's the key question. So first of all, these 6 seats are chosen because possibility of winning is high, as the BJP thinks. Second, BJP is now trying to emerge as the preeminent rival of the DMK Congress combined. Preeminent rival of the DMK Congress combined. How is that achieved? Partly this is achieved if in these constituencies, BJP emerges, even if they don't win, they emerge as the number 2 party. So BJP becomes number 2 to DMK and Congress party instead of AIADMK in 5 of these and DMDK in the 6th of these. So if that happens, that helps BJP establish itself as the main challenger of the DMK Congress combined. Effectively, main challenger of the DMK. So BJP would have a belief that AIADMK is now declining. That post Jayalalitha, AIADMK is in terminal decline. A space will open up and there is no other regional party right now ready to take that space. So maybe it is possible for a national party under a charismatic leader like Narendra Modi to move into that space. Number three, the BJP thinks that whatever the sacrifice, maybe if they were with AIADMK, they would have got a couple more seats, or they would have been sure of maybe 3 or 4 seats or 5 seats, who knows, maybe even more. But they can take their chance right now to go without a major ally. There are some chota allies here and there. Couple of parties have merged with them. Couple of really small parties have remained as parties by themselves, but their leaders are contesting on BJP's symbol. They are like one candidate parties or one leader parties, one leader or one leader spouse parties. They are contesting on BJP's symbol. Next point, by next election, the BJP also has some notion. It's possible that by the time the next generation takes over the DMK, and that happens often, we've seen in our political parties, that with each subsequent generation, with the generational shift, the parties tend to decline. That happens in the corporate world also. So in that process, if the DMK also begins to decline or loses some of its footing in the state, either then the BJP will beat it or start beating it, or maybe at some point DMK may imagine that BJP might be a better ally than the Congress party. Now, all of this is speculation. All of this is speculation. But these are the various possibilities that the BJP must be looking at. Because BJP, as we mentioned to you earlier in National Interest, they have the mindset of a superpower. A superpower mindset means you fight your battles of day after tomorrow today. Not battles of tomorrow today, but battles of day after tomorrow today. So what is tomorrow for the BJP in Tamil Nadu? Tomorrow is 2026. 2024 is now, today. 2026 state election is tomorrow. 2029 Lok Sabha election is the day after tomorrow. So with that superpower mindset, BJP is fighting day after tomorrow's battles now. And also the superpower mindset fights in its own battles far away from its territory. So Tamil Nadu is about as far away, as distant from BJP's territory as possible. Maybe the only other place that's more distant than Tamil Nadu is the state adjoining Tamil Nadu, that is Kerala. Now, let's look at some of these key constituencies, particularly the 6 that the Prime Minister is going to now. Coimbatore. Coimbatore has been the BJP's traditional strong seat. Traditional in the sense that this is a seat they won twice in the past, in 1998 and 1999. Albeit each time in partnership with a senior regional ally. 1998 with ADMK, 1999 with DMK. They won this seat. Since then, they haven't won this seat, but they've kept some presence there. One of the reasons the BJP is able to keep presence there, one, of course, because it's a big city, it's an industrial town, there's a lot of labor from outside. So there's a lot of Hindi-speaking people there. From Eastern UP, Bihar, places like that, because this area, the Coimbatore area, is a very strong, large industrial belt which imports a lot of labor from outside. A majority of them happen to be BJP's voters or a national party's voters. In this case, it's now the BJP. The second thing, because Coimbatore has a large Muslim population, that becomes a factor of polarization. Also, Coimbatore is a place which has had a series of bomb blasts in the past, including one particularly when Mr. Advani was traveling to, he was visiting Coimbatore, and that became a very controversial. This time the BJP would think they've really put their best foot forward there, because they put K. Annamalai, who's the party chief, firebrand, very popular in the BJP's base, very popular on social media. Any interview with him done on any channel is bound to go viral. So there is some juice to his politics, the way he talks. He's the BJP's candidate, and that's the seat the BJP values most of all. They've won this in the past. The DMK, watching this, has this time not taken a chance. Last time the seat was given to the CPM, and CPM's Natarajan won this seat. This time, DMK has put up a very strong candidate there, the former mayor of Coimbatore, that is Ganapathy Rajkumar. He's contesting. So that's quite a contest this time. AIADMK also has a strong candidate in Singai Ramachandran. He was AIADMK's IT wing secretary. But for BJP, Annamalai is the key to their future in Tamil Nadu. And also Annamalai is a politician that we will hear a lot of in times to come, because he's one of the key young leaders of the BJP. So in one way or the other, you will see him playing a major role in BJP's politics going ahead. And if he can start with a victory, nothing better than that for him and for the BJP. That's why you can see why Narendra Modi is focusing here. Then you look at some other seats. Perambalur. Perambalur is a seat that BJP has never won. 2014, the BJP candidate now, Parivendar. Parivendar contested but finished third with 23.2% vote. Parivendar formerly is from ADMK, etc. T.R. Parivendar, also known as Pachamuthu popularly, he has a party of his own also. Inthia Jananayaga Kachi, that means Indian Democratic Party. Kachi means party. IJK, he has also not merged his party with the BJP, but is contesting on the BJP symbol. He thinks he has a good chance, and BJP thinks, and anybody who had 23% at some point in 2014 in this case has a chance in a three-way election split, because ADMK, DMK, and it will be the BJP. That's how the BJP is setting up this election. DMK against him has put up Arun Nehru. This is Arun Nehru of Tamil Nadu, nothing to do with Arun Nehru that we know from Rajiv Gandhi, VP Singh era. Arun Nehru, he is the son of DMK's former senior leader, K.N. Nehru. Vellore is another seat where the BJP candidate has had a sizable vote percentage in the past. 2014, Shanmugam contested on BJP symbol and got 33.26% of the vote. That's very interesting. He's ex AIA DMK. Then he set up his own party, Pudhiya Niti Kachi or New Justice Party. That party is not merged with the BJP, but he is contesting on behalf of the BJP on the BJP's symbol. Now, because he had 33.26% vote in 2014, again the BJP would think that in a three-way split, they will have an opportunity there. Virudhunagar is again a constituency where BJP has a partner who has merged their party with the BJP. This is actor politician Sarath Kumar's Samathuva Makkal Kachi, which he has merged with the BJP. And the BJP candidate is his wife. That is Radhika Sharath Kumar, who's also been an actor. So she's also an actor turned politician. So their party, their family party, that is Samathuva Makkal Kachi, which means Equality and People's Party. Radhika Sharath Kumar, the BJP would think, is a strong candidate, and that gives them an opportunity. Nilgiris, again, is a constituency that used to be the BJP's stronghold in 1990s. But that is when the BJP was in partnership with the
Dravidian Party.
So they won it in 1998 and 1999 with 46.4% and 50.73% vote, with AIA DMK and DMK alliances respectively. Now they will think that they will have an opportunity to make an impact there. So even if they don't win, at least they can become a strong number two, and that announces that the BJP has arrived in Tamil Nadu. They have a strong candidate there also, that is L. Murugan, Minister of State in the Central Council of Ministers. And he, Prabhakar Tamilarasu, our correspondent tells me, has been working very hard in the constituency for the past 3 or 4 years. He's been visiting there often and nursing it for his election this time. I'm only focusing on the 6 constituencies that Mr. Modi is concentrating on these visits over these 4 days, 9th, 10th, 13th and 14th April. South Chennai, the BJP candidate is Tamilsai Sundararajan, the former governor of Telangana, but also the former chief of the BJP in the state. That's where the Prime Minister carried out a roadshow just now. And that completes our count, our tally of 6 seats. South Chennai, Vellore, Perambalur, Coimbatore, Nilgiris and Virudhunagar. These are the 6 seats Mr. Modi is concentrating on, because this is where he thinks he has the best chance, besides a couple of the others like Kanyakumari. Kanyakumari is what used to be called Nagarkoil earlier. And there he thinks his candidate is strong, so he may make an impact by himself. He has won this seat by himself in 2014 without an ally. So if BJP can win couple of those seats, particularly if they can win Coimbatore, which means if Annamalai can win Coimbatore, then BJP will have an indigenous leader of its own in Tamil Nadu. That will be a big deal for the BJP. And then if they can at least be number two, pushing aside the AIADMK in these seats and maybe some other seats. That would then imply the BJP making a major impact in one of the most forbidding areas to its politics so far.